I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Last weekend on the Italian island of Sicily, tragedy struck. A man who was out walking his dogs was attacked and killed by wild boars. This was in the countryside near a national park. And the incident highlighted a growing problem in Italy with an ever-growing population of wild boars and sparked calls for a cull of the animals, which are protected. Reporter Megan Williams in Rome is following the story. So, Megan, tell us more about this attack and how it happened. Was it unprovoked?
Well, it was unprovoked in the sense that there were two older people in their 70s walking their dogs near a town called Cefalù, which is in a beautiful area in northern Sicily. And I think it was the dogs who got the wild boar upset. And they attacked the dogs, but they also attacked a 77-year-old man and his wife, and they killed this 77-year-old man. His wife got away with some minor injuries, but obviously traumatized, witnessed her husband being essentially bitten to death by this pack of wild boars. It was awful.
I imagine fatalities from wild boars are probably not that common, but what about just attacks? Do you see that a lot?
You don't hear about attacks that often. I mean, there's a lot of complaints about the boars eating animals and eating crops, but generally they don't attack people. I mean, I go to Tuscany fairly regularly and I see them a lot if I go for a walk in a pine forest. And if they see you, even if they're with their children, they tend to just sort of move away a bit. But I've never experienced them as particularly dangerous animals.
Well, after kind of experiencing a downturn in its population, I gather the wild boar population is now growing again.
Well, the population is huge. And I should say that this is a really important animal in sort of the collective culinary imagination of Italians. They eat wild boars and they're delicious. They're called cinghiale. But what's happened is in the last 40 years or so, 50 years, the population has really sharply risen for all sorts of different reasons. And the problem is that, as I mentioned earlier, they eat crops and they particularly like prized crops such as corn and grapes, which are important to Italians. And, you know, if you look at the animal, wild boars aren't much to look at. They're sort of an ugly animal and they don't.
Very
you know,
ugly.
know.
All respect to the boars.
Yeah, well, exactly. But, you know, if nothing else, they're survivors. They're bold. They're smart. They have a fabulous memory. They're elusive. They travel fast and far. They can even swim across huge rivers. They're omnivores, so they'll eat anything. So it's a huge challenge in the areas that have given carte blanche to hunters to kill them, for experienced hunters to even find them.
Yeah, so the Italians whose crops are being eaten and, you know, the few who are being attacked, I mean, what do they have to say about this population of wild boars?
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you read the Italian papers from different regions, the regional papers, all of them have stories about wild boars eating their crops, eating their animals, and all of the farmers across the country, and that's really from Sicily to the Alps, are calling for the government to come up with some sort of policy to deal with these animals. There are areas, the Alto Adige in the Alps, that do allow hunters to kill them. In certain areas, they kill up to 200 a year, but the population continues to grow. And, you know, just last week I read about, I don't know, for the fourth or fifth time, wild boars being spotted within the city confines of Rome, you know, crossing the street with the Business Association of Rome saying we need a national policy to deal with these animals because they're very destructive.
Reporter Megan Williams in Rome. Megan, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Marco.